Blog Talk Radio. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. We missed you last week, but, you know, the universe had other plans for us. But in any case, we are back with a bang with Caitlin O'Reilly tonight. Welcome, Caitlin, to the program.
I'm happy.
Are you there? Is she there? Did you pass out?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm happy to be here. Can you hear me?
Like, don't run away, don't run away. I can hear you.
Okay.
Everyone, if you haven't, by the way, I love your website. It's so pretty.
Actually, it's in the middle of getting a makeover.
Oh, is it?
I'm back in a few weeks.
Ooh, that's always exciting. Mine's a disaster.
You redesigned.
Yeah.
It needs total update. I love getting a new update, so that's what we're doing right now.
It's like a makeover. It's just as exciting.
Yeah.
You know, you
it
get
is.
That whole
I'm getting
lift.
A new outfit.
There you go. There you go. Well, Garrett's giving me a new website, aren't you, Garrett?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, he's
yep.
excited about that.
A very
that.
Nice one, if I can ever finish it.
I know. I have faith in you, Garrett. I have faith in you. But Caitlin, well, for now then. Okay, so go to Caitlin's website, but just keep in mind, don't fall in love with it, because she's getting a makeover.
It's going to be all new.
That's right. But it is CaitlinO'Reilly.com, which is pretty straightforward. But just in case, it's Kaitlinorilley. Riley. No extra E's in there,
no.
People. Don't get creative. CaitlinO'Reilly.com.
Yes.
And it was kind of fun to see the Christmas title, It Happened One Christmas, is your new book, and it's out this week, right? Or
yeah,
no?
Today. It's today.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Very exciting.
Have you popped a cork, or are you just like, it's a
blur? I did over the weekend.
I love that. Proud of you. Well, it is a Tuesday. I can understand how you wouldn't want to necessarily, yes. You know, especially if you're carpooling or doing any of that. It's very important to
being a mom.
Exactly. But it is sort of odd, isn't it? I mean, this is the season for Christmas books.
I know. October, it seems a little early. It really does. We haven't even worn our Halloween costumes yet, and we're already having Christmas in our face. But I guess they like to have them out early.
It's traditionally, but it does feel, it's strange, but at the same time, I don't know, maybe reading Christmas romances is one way to get in the mood or something for, you know, like get in the holiday spirit a little early
exactly.
or something.
Well, but, I mean, there's Christmas decorations in some of the stores already. It happens so fast. It seems like it comes earlier and earlier every year.
It does. I swear in January they start putting out the July 4th stuff, and I'm like, whoa, I'm still... What's going
Every
on?
Every holiday comes extra early.
It's an acceleration in time. Maybe, I don't want to say this, but as I get older, it just seems worse and worse and worse.
It does.
I don't want to date myself, but it's getting weirdly quick with the stuff.
Yeah,
but,
and it's odd how time just goes faster and faster.
This is better. This is great. And that I have to say, that is one of the most beautiful covers I've ever seen. And
Thank you.
I know you don't. Well, maybe you do. I don't have a lot of control over my covers. I'm always surprised, happily, so far. But it really is kind of a lottery, isn't it?
It is. I have no control over the cover. I give a suggestion of what I would like to see and a description of what the hero and heroine look like, but it's completely out of my hands. And this one, I'm a little upset just because the hero in the story is blonde on the cover. The guy is not blonde. by the time they showed it to me, it was too late to change it. So,
So
there's a dark-haired hero.
Who is
and
that
in the
guy?
Story, he's blonde. Yeah. But it's one
guy?
Of my favorite covers.
Hanging on to my heroine. That's the wrong. No, I had the same, almost the same problem. I had a book come out and... several times I alluded to his hair really needing a haircut, and he just was kind of a little tousled looking or whatever, and I swear the man on the cover's got a crew cut. He's got like a Navy SEAL looking. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he really just
on my Victorian guys wearing a flat top, but very sexy. So
yeah,
I was burning
you just
my
really
gaze.
Have no control over what
no.
they give you.
No,
no, it's all the art department and the sales department.
There's a meeting we're not invited to, Caitlin. If
no,
we were invited, I'm sure it would be livelier. It'd be a more,
yeah.
you know, interesting meeting, but maybe that's why they don't have
yeah.
a conference.
They don't want our artistic view, I don't think.
Like, no, you can't. I'm sorry. Our authors are not allowed in any business meeting of any kind. No, sorry. Sorry.
And it's strange. It's strange to see the characters that you've created portrayed by somebody else, and sometimes they meet the vision you have in your head, and sometimes not at all. This one
no.
was pretty good, except for the hair color. I'm happy.
No, I've been in some rooms where people started sharing horror stories, and I have to say, I'm not going to complain about the flat top, because, yeah, some authors have said, yeah, it's kind of a heartbreaking, but this is, oh, it looks like an ornament. It's just beautiful and very sexy. I'm not going to lie. It's a sexy cover. So, the sisters, you're writing a series with the sisters, and this is number
yes.
three. And yes. you have sisters abundantly
you
yourself.
I have four sisters, and I am the fourth out of five girls.
Ooh.
So it really stretched into my imagination to come up with this series.
Are your sisters
what do I
projecting
know about?
Themselves?
I know sisters.
Yeah.
What?
Are your sisters projecting themselves a little bit into your sisters' series, or are
no.
you drawing
any
on just the sibling rivalry?
Any similarity to real people is purely coincidental.
I think really coincidental and a fluke of. But people love to do that, though, sort of see themselves in stories. But if a sibling rivalry, do you have a lot of the sister relationship issues in the books, or is it really just sort of?
In the book, no. They're very close, and that is one thing that's true in my family. Is my sisters and I were very, very close. We're all really good friends, and there isn't a lot of rivalry. And there's a 15-year age difference between the oldest and the youngest, and we're just still really, really close, and I think I'm lucky that way.
Oh, you are. That's wonderful. Not that
yeah.
My sisters are great. I love them. They're listening. I'm in big trouble. They're fantastic. I totally adore them. But there's always some fun family dynamics, I think, with or at least with our clan. Lots
yeah.
of humor and
oh yeah, and you
moments.
Know there's ups and downs for sure, but we're all very, very close. I don't
well,
know what I would do without them.
I have to ask you one question, and it's
sure.
completely off the wall here, but you are from New Jersey, is that correct?
I am
originally. Okay, so I just went there for the very first time. And if there is any chance you can explain to me, brace yourself, why I turn right to go left. If you could just explain that to me, because I saw more of New Jersey.
Doing those little jug handle turns.
Is that what they're called? Is
yeah.
that what they're called? Okay, because that's not what we were calling them in the car. No.
Yeah,
we were,
what were you calling them?
we were.
Something unmentionable.
Yes, a lot of asterisks and symbols on your keyboard, and you know what the rah, 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 why backwards where?
Really,
and
I think
you missed the
I
turn.
Think it's why.
And
I
why?
Think it's why I have an aversion to making left turns out here in Los Angeles.
Do you really?
People go around the block to make a left turn.
You're confused. It's like somebody's like, get in the left lane, get in the left lane. You're like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I get the left lane? Because you want to
yes.
go left. From the left and right. Yeah, nobody warned me. There should have been a warning. Don't you think on your plane ticket or something, like a little brochure or handouts on
yes,
the plane?
Beware of jug handle turns.
Or just a little tutorial. I mean, no offense to the airlines, but I know how to put on my seatbelt with the snappy, snappy thing. And I'm pretty sure about the air thing and to put it on me first and then the child. But I would have really appreciated a trifold on driving in the state of New Jersey. I would have been excited about that. A little warning.
Yeah.
And
you can't pump your own gas there either.
Why?
I don't know. I was shocked when I came out here and people had to pump their own gas. I'm from New Jersey. I don't know how to pump gas.
Did you just
I'm
sit in the car for a few minutes and... the first time where you're like just sitting in the car
waiting. No one's coming out. Why isn't anyone coming out to send my thing?
No one's coming out. Oh, my God. That's a great moment. That's a fantastic moment. Well, I'm not picking on New Jersey. It was very beautiful, and people were so kind and not at all how they're portrayed in reality shows.
No, and can I just defend my home state from the show?
Feel free.
Most of those people are not even from New Jersey, from that Jersey Shore show. They're not even from New Jersey.
Oh.
No, I think only one of them is. They're from New York.
So, oh.
Yeah.
No. Well, but that doesn't sound as good when you put it on the thing. So they just rounded it out and said New Jersey. Yeah.
New Jersey takes a bad rap.
It does. It really, I mean, inadvertently. I was a little braced. You know, I was like ready to meet some of those characters or people like that at some point. And no one was. And then no one.
Oh.
Yeah. It was,
and do I sound like I'm from New Jersey?
No. Oh, it was. Well,
I don't have
kind.
A Jersey accent.
No. And it was green and it was beautiful and
really pretty.
And rural. I didn't expect it to be so well.
It's the garden.
There you go. I thought that was just a misnomer before, but no. It was very lovely. And I'm so people stop blogging me, stop emailing me. I love New Jersey, it's wonderful. But that jug handle thing, I'm sorry, really. I'm gonna send my tri-fold brochure on jug handle turns suggestion to the airlines right now. They could use a little uplift.
A warning before you send in New Jersey. And they're not everywhere though.
No?
They're sort of tucked away. Yeah. I think in some parts of the state there's more of them than others.
Oh no. I must have hit the mother load then. I must have been in a park that just embraced it completely. But not often, 80% of the time, so that just often enough when it would completely confuse you, you did need to get in the left to make a left, and that was just my undoing right there.
If it was consistent all the time, that would be one thing, but it does vary.
I was paralyzed, which made me think I look like a tourist. I look like a tourist. I'm weaving across three lanes of highway because I don't know.
Trying to make a left turn.
I'm like, I hope nobody, you know, is having a bad day and, you know, ready to cream me or something. But I'm so excited about this series, and this one's out now, and I just, I hope it's a huge hit for you, not just for the holidays, but, you know, overall. And then do you know when the next is coming out or what's next for the Hamilton?
I'm not sure. Probably next year at some point. So 12 at some point. They haven't given me a date for the next one.
I haven't finished
writing it yet.
But that's another meeting we're generally not invited to.
Exactly.
Have you noticed? Yeah. We're not in on the when is it coming out.
We're just told when the book will be out. We don't get it.
Dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum.
Oh,
2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Really?
He sang for us.
Yeah.
I know. I was waiting for, you know, Michael Bublé or no.
That's as far as I'm going on the show.
That's all you got. We're working on it, really. He's a little shy about the singing. Oh my God. Okay, so CaitlinO'Reilly.com, everybody. The book is out today. It happened one Christmas. Pick it up now, and you can tuck it away for Christmas, or you can enjoy it pre-season and get in the mood, and just ignore the guy's hair color because he is handsome on the cover. But we're not going to hold that.
Just have to use your imagination to make it on.
That's right. Just close your eyes. No, don't close your eyes. You have to read the book, and then you can close your eyes. I don't know. It's all confused.
Right.
But it looks wonderful, and. I have to say, so exciting to see, you know, the books unfold. And like you said, we're not in on much, but great storytelling. And by all accounts, you're just a phenomenal storyteller. So everybody swing by CaitlinO'Reilly.com, and we will see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee with Jill Chalvis is going to be on the show. All right, everybody, good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, New Jersey. We love you.
Thank you, Garrett.
www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.